Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
I'm not a real religious person, but I'm somewhat religious. And I'm just wondering if God's telling us he doesn't want us to drill offshore because it sure is setting back offshore drilling.
I understand totally what George thinks and what other people think about marriage being between a man and a woman. And it's a real reversal, really, to accept gay marriage.
But you do.
But I think we could, yeah.
You ever heard the expression, someone's so heavenly minded they're of no earthly good? I always think that's such a bogus thing. It's the other way around. If you're heavenly minded, for the first time you actually become of some earthly good.
Washington jet drivers love Issues Etc.
Well, usually when those who produce the technology that we all depend on so much today take kind of the morally neutral position, hey, it's just technology, they're just tools, we're not responsible for how people use them, it seems kind of irresponsible. Then someone like Steve Jobs, who runs Apple Computers, and that technology is not only pervasive but also very cutting edge. Those who use it intentionally. When they say something like Steve Jobs did recently in an online exchange that he would like this technology, in particular the iPad and the iPhone and the related technologies, to be porn-free, to be a place free of this kind of stuff and isn't online pornography everywhere, shouldn't he be commended? And yet, by and large, he hasn't been. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, May the 27th. Thanks for tuning us in. After our conversation, we're going to have a conversation with Colleen Carol Campbell on this recent statement made by Apple CEO Steve Jobs about online pornography. After that conversation, we will spend the rest of today's show talking about mysticism, another failed attempt by man to reach God. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at @issuesetc. Colleen Carol Campbell joins us to talk about Steve Jobs and his statement about pornography. She's host of a TV program called Faith and Culture, author of the book The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Well, the basic story is that Steve Jobs would like to see his new technology, the iPad, free of porn, among other things. And you say there's been a backlash against that statement by Steve Jobs, head of Apple, but it has nothing to do with free speech or free access to the internet. What do you mean?
That's right. Well, the hoopla began when he had a private email exchange with a blogger critical of Apple and its tight control over which apps can be used on the iPhone and the iPad. And Steve Jobs mentioned that by having this kind of control, Apple can allow consumers to be free of programs that steal their data, free of programs that trash their batteries, and free of porn. The blogger was incensed by that last freedom, wrote back that porn is just fine, and then he posted the entire exchange online. And the tech world went pretty crazy. There was a lot of backlash and criticism against Steve Jobs for making this statement, and he had made a similar one in April when he came out and said that he believes his company, Apple, has a moral responsibility, is what he called it, to keep porn off the iPhone. The reason this isn't a free speech issue is, number one, he's a private businessman, so if he doesn't want to be in the virtual skin trade, there's no reason he should have to be, and he's not talking at all about outlawing anything or censoring anything, as much as many of us would like to see this stuff out of our line of sight and less accessible to our children. But he's not even talking about that. He's simply saying, I don't want to be in the trade. I don't want to help sell this on my creations, the iPhone and the iPad. It's also interesting to note that anyone who has an internet browser on an Apple product can still access pornography online, and we know there's plenty of it online, whether you want to see it or you don't. Certainly a lot of spam out there draws people into looking at pornography even when they're not seeking to. So it's out there. It's plenty accessible. But what I think has happened with this situation is Steve Jobs touched a nerve by arguing that there is a moral responsibility to avoid participating in the pornography trade. And I think that really offends a lot of people who are addicted to porn.
What are the costs, not necessarily in terms of dollars and cents, but the costs of the online porn industry?
Well, we're just beginning to assess those, and there's an interesting new report out from the Witherspoon Institute. It's an independent research center. The report is The Social Costs of Pornography. This is a multidisciplinary report. Scholars across disciplines came together in 2008 to talk about some of those costs and bring together a lot of the studies that have been done here and there, and pull together kind of a picture of what's going on. That's an important document. And among other things, we certainly know about the psychological damage and health risks incurred by the so-called performers in pornography. But we're also seeing a lot of problems with marital problems, broken marriages, sexual dysfunction, interpersonal problems, all suffered by either adults who use pornography, typically men, certainly their wives suffering sort of as a side effect of their husband's addictions. And then we're seeing a lot of problems with children. Children both being attracted to pornography and being victimized by those who have moved from looking at softcore pornography to hardcore and, unfortunately, child pornography. And among children, there was a study out just last year from Symantec Corporation, which handles Internet security. It found that the words sex and porn were among the top five most popular search terms used by children under 18. And what was really stunning to me is the word porn was the fourth most popular search term used by children age 7 and younger. So we're talking 7-year-olds getting on the computer, and the fourth search term they want to know about is porn. And I think that's pretty frightening.
So I want to come back to something you said before, and that is that Steve Jobs and his company are creating a technology, a platform, if you will. And just the same freedoms that would protect the pornographer would also protect him in deciding how he wants that technology potentially to be used. If he wants his technology to be porn-free, the same freedoms protect his right to do that. He's, after all, the guy who's producing this stuff. Talk more about that, if you would.
That's absolutely true, and that point has been missed in a lot of the criticism of Steve Jobs. In fact, a lot of the criticism has taken the form of accusing him of imposing his morality. There's a lot of talk that he's imposing his own moral standards, but he's actually, as you said, simply creating a product and creating it to be porn-free. As I said, if you download an internet browser onto your have an app for an internet browser on your iPhone or iPad, you can actually access pornography anyway, unfortunately. So it's not even really a pornography-free product. He's simply refusing to sell pornography in his app stores, in his Apple stores, I think largely because he would like parents to be able to send their kids into those stores and be comfortable knowing the kids aren't going to come home with some X-rated app. So, you know, it's very much, you know, a free country. It's supposed to be all about freedom anyway, the movement to mainstream pornography. That's what we're always hearing. Hey, you know, you do your thing, I'll do mine. But actually, I think this just zealous reaction against even the most mild criticism of pornography by someone like Steve Jobs shows us that it's not really about freedom. It's actually, I think, for a lot of people about addiction. And there's something very shameful about pornography, and no matter how much it is supposedly mainstreamed in our society, and no matter how prevalent it becomes, I think there's something deep down within the pornography user that says, you know, this isn't right. This is something shameful. And it's that internal shame, I think, that provokes this enraged response against anyone who points out that there are some problems with our widespread pornography use.
One thing I find refreshing is that it kind of highlights the difference between the technology as a tool and how the technology can and often is abused. Your final thoughts there with about a minute.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think as Christians, that's important always for us to remember. It's easy to get down on technology altogether, and I think we certainly have to limit our use of it. And that includes even good websites on the Internet when you spend your entire day looking at your computer instead of your loved ones. That's a problem. On the other hand, it does remind us that there are standards that can be set, and we can choose as consumers to patronize businesses that try to uphold some standards that we agree with. I mean, one cynical way, I suppose, to look at the Steve Jobs comments is that he's trying to lure some new consumers by saying, hey, come to me if you want the more family-friendly phone or the more family-friendly apps and the technology that might protect your children a little better. Whether that is successful remains to be seen, but, you know, if that's a way that he can drum up some business, I think we ought to throw a little business his way if indeed he holds true to this promise. And I think we also should punish those companies that are unwilling to take any sort of moral stand against smut.
Colleen Carroll Campbell is host of the television program Faith and Culture, author of the book The New Faithful. She writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You can read her columns at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Colleen, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Well, when we come back on this Thursday afternoon, May the 27th, we're going to spend the rest of today's program with Dr. Steve Hine. We've been with him every day for the last 2 days. This is the third part of our daily series with him on man's failed attempts to reach God, to please God, to appease God. We dealt first with moralism, that is, man's attempts at moral improvement, trying to climb the moral ladder to reach and appease God. Then yesterday we talked about rationalism, that man lacks knowledge of God, and in a failed attempt to reach God, he tries to climb that ladder of knowledge. Ended up kind of coming together on the moral issue, that is, basically boiled down to Christianity as morality. Today, one that's very pervasive, very popular, and very old, a man's attempt to reach God through mysticism or spiritual experience. Stay tuned. If you're a pastor or layperson in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have some timely resources for you. The leadership of the LCMS is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. You'll find show transcripts about these proposed changes and an updated list of questions for President Gerald Kishnick's task force. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Listen on Demand.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
No Sonatocrats allowed. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click Donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.